Begin the Quran, Daven, Masech, the Shabbos, Daf, Pei, Aleph, begin the Aven, Aleph, begin the taste of the Masel taste, begins the words of the Gemara, Chafei, Pesachas, Tahirin. The teeth of the key is, of the lock is Tahir. Tesh can explain exactly what are these Chafin that the Bryce is talking about. And Tesh brings the Pesh B'Kuntris. Rashi explains that these Chafin are, like we just explained, they're Shinayim, they're the teeth, Shel Etzim, made out of bone. And they're put into the lock, and the purpose of the utility of them is liftayach, to be able to open up the lock by turning those teeth. Now, nikvu, which is the halacha that our tzeis d'masel is going on before they're not established in the lock, so they have no utility whatsoever. They're going to be tar. Kavan the pesachas, like the Gemara says, but once it was connected to the lock, so to him they're going to be tummy. Now, as Rashi addresses the question, although they themselves don't have a receptacle, but the kli etzim, a bone utensil, is kamatchis, Rashi says, is like metal, and even though they're smooth, they're still mekabel tumah kadam ba'kol shechem, like the Gemara says, achulin, daf chafeh mepes. Now, but then what bothers Rashi is, but the fact that they should be tahar, even after attached, because ve'imishum demechubel pesachas, what's with the fact that it's attached to the lock, which that itself, what it's bottled to, are pshuti kliyot, and that should be tar from contracting tumah. And we know about mechubal tar, whatever is attached to something that's tar is itself tar. So the teeth, even after they're attached, should be tar. And that says Rashi pesachas yesh la beis kibul. No, the lock itself has a receptacle. The mekabelas maftech. It has a opening for the key to go inside of it, and therefore it is a clay kibul. And therefore it is mekabel tumah, and so too the teeth that are connected to it are going to mekabel tumah. Now Tais has a litany of questions on Rashi interpretation. Starts off, he says, imagine, Pesach, this is Rashi, says, the pshuti kli etzim tmeim, that we know that bone utensils are mekabel tumah, k'da omav ha-kol shechten. And Rashi sources, like we say in the perek of kol shechten, says, Tosfos, loy dok, Rashi is not precise. Because the hasam loy ayri, the Gemara, there's only talking about elu b'golnei kli etzim, it's only talking about unfinished bone vessels, which have a receptacle. It's just that it's going to be smoothed down or whatever, it's not finished up yet. Now we say, even so, it says, mekabel tumah, even though it's not finished. But regarding the bone utensils that are smooth, that have no receptacle, hatnan, actually, that we didn't learn over there. That was only regarding, like we said, gomi kli etzim. To the contrary, regarding when there's no receptacle by bone utensils, it's a Mishnah, u'maislam perakama, and the Gemara in the first paragraph of Tezayin, and I'll bring that Mishnah, that says kli etzim, wooden vessels, kli ur, leather vessels, kli etzim, bone vessels, which are what we're discussing over here, kli zchuchas, and glass vessels, pshutei and tahirim, when they're smooth, they're actually going to be tar. So that's exactly not like what Rashi said. Additionally, says Tesa, Mashad Pirsh. This is how Rashi explains the Chafin Hinchel Etzim, that these teeth of the lock are made out of bone. Koshlari, it's difficult to the re. Why? Because the Gabikli Matchis, Misani B'tisavta Tekelim, this halacha is actually mentioned of the teeth of a lock in the Tesefta and Kalim as being made out of metal, not out of bone. Void. Moreover, Tesa continues to ask. Says the Ibishali Nikfu in Ruin the Klum. It was like Rashi says that before they're put into the lock, they're not fit for anything. And that's why Rashi says that's where they're tar. And that's just Taysim Kim Pshita to Tarin. So then it's obvious that they would be tahar. And there wouldn't be any Chiddush at all to even say that halacha. Moreover, says Taysim Mash appears to Rashi explains Shabbasachas Yeshla Beis Kibla Kabul Mafteach. He says, okay, what's with the fact that it should be bottled to the lock and the lock itself shouldn't be pshutikli eitz? Rashi says, no. The lock itself has a receptacle where you put the key in. And this too taste finds difficulty. Haloi chasha base kibul, that's not considered a base kibul. Why? Why not? There's a hole. She'en mafteach also letaltla de oise base kibul, because the key is not meant to be moved through that receptacle. And if it's not meant to be receptacle for the things to be moved within inside of it, that's not considered a receptacle. Where do we find such a precedent? We have the Gemara previously in the Sevavav Medav regarding the amputee that goes out with his fake foot. Shalach is the tahar. We say that that kav is tar. If it doesn't have a receptacle for rags, then it's going to be tar. But the Perish B'Kornish Rashi explains why. Even if there's no rags, what do you mean? It's a receptacle for putting the top of his stump inside. And that's Rashi explains over there, that's not considered a receptacle. Why not? Because the stump is not carried through it. if anything, that the fake foot is being carried by his thumb. And we need that the Kli Eitz has to be similar to a sock that's mentioned in the Pasuk, and the Torah of Mekabel Tuma is when it carries some things inside of it. And here it's not carrying anything, and therefore that's the same thing over here, that the lock is not going to make it into a Kli Kibble because of the key, if it's not meant to carry the key. But Tesla continues to ask on Rashi, and says the Pirish. Rashi explains, the Pesach is Goyremis Tuma L'chaf. The fact that it's attached to these teeth to the lock, it's the lock that causes tumma to the teeth. Because, like he said, that it's a base kibble for the key, so then the attached teeth are also going to be considered like a kli kibble and mekabel tumma. And that's why he says, Adra, but to the contrary, it's not mesechtes kemper gid gimel, that we learn actually the primary is not the lock to the teeth, but the other way around. The Mishnah teaches over the Pesach shall eat, if you have a lock made out of wood, v'chafen shal matafnas, and the teeth are made out of metal, temeya, it's going to be tamei, it's because of the teeth that defines it. And conscious Pesach shal matafnas, if the lock's made out of metal, v'chafen shal eat, and the teeth are made out of wood, tahayir, it's going to be tahar. So Amos says, you see, basa chafen as we go based on the teeth, not like Rashi says that the teeth are defined and secondary to the lock itself. Now, in that case, it says, "Va'avgav the mashma the askir of the chemi." And although, however, that Mishnah over there that makes it sound like it's primary based on the teeth, that dad is going like the chemia, that yes, he goes according to his opinion. The le'azal basa maimid, he does not go based on the thing that's the supporting elabasa tashmish, rather for the ultimate utility of it. The haynu chesim, which in the case that he discussed over there regarding the rings, is the seal, and you don't go after the ring, rather after the seal. So therefore, Taisa is forewarning a question. You would have thought to say, oh, that's why you go after the teeth over there, because that's the primary utility, and not after the lock itself, which is the maimed. And if you could answer and say, okay, but our Bryce is going nalik and nechemi, and then it goes after the maimed. And therefore, yes, the Grashi says that it's going to be the teeth are going to be secondary to the lock. And that says Taisa, no, because Bryce and the Shmaitin Naminir Laridasi Kavasei, because our Bryce also says the Ri also seems to be going like a Nechemia. Why? Because the Gitani Sefer, the Hacham, the Sefer of this Bryce over here says, Tabasha Matachas, Vachaisim Shal Imug, this ring of metal and the seal of Imug, Nechemia Mitar. And the reason is because the seal is the primary, which is the function of the ring. And therefore, that's how you function. So therefore, you're going back to the question that if we're going like a Nechemia and the teeth are made out of bone, how could it be Makabot Tumma because of the lock if the teeth itself don't have a base kibble? And that's the primary definition of the teeth, not the law. So then Vanir Lari, the Ri gives a different interpretation, which resolves all these questions. It says the Bechavin Shamatachas Ayri. We're actually talking about that the teeth are not like Rashi said made out of bone, they're rather made out of metal. And the Ava Pishli Nikvan, the Chiddush is that even when it's not attached to the log, there's still some functionality in them. How so? That because they can be put into the log. And even though they're not in there yet, but that already gives them an element of function. Ah, and that's the chiddush of Filahachi Tarin, and even so, they're going to be tar. That's the chiddush. Why? Because the Gomi Klimatch is tarin. Because since they're ultimately unfinished, so an unfinished metal vessel is going to be tar. And the reason why Kovin Bebesach is Tamein, when it's attached to the lock, they're going to be Mekabel Tuma, is Shenig Moachla, because then it finished its work. And so Sayyid Khimash Bisamaksotu sounds like this and later on, the time of Mishum Gamamalacha. Sounds in the Bryce itself, the reason why when it's attached to the lock, it's given to Tommy, is like Tais explained, because that's the end of the finishing up of that work to make it into a kli. Because the Tani, the Bryce says, but Vishalgal, but if let's say the teeth are attached to a lock of a gate, then says the Bryce, Ava Bishakir and Ladels of Hulu, even though it's attached to the gate, oh, but still it's going to be tar. Now, it says Taiz the Mashma, it sounds like the Mashakava on Ladal is this, that it's attached to the gate, Yeshle Ligim Tumma, from the fact that it says, even though, it sounds like that the fact that it's attached to the gate should have made it Makabal Tumma. Why should that be? It's because that's when you finish the work, when it's finally attached to the thing that it's being attached to. So Ella rather says Taiz is Kivin She'inlam Pesachas, rather it's only over there because it doesn't have a movable lock, and here the gear says either V'chaf or V'af, the Av Kavu Bagan is also attached to the gate. That's why Tetz Mitar, because like the concept of the Gemara says, it's called Chubla Karka Rika Karka, it's not going to be Tumma. But one thing we see from the Brice is that here we're talking about the Gemara Malach, and that's the primary causation of the Mekabel Tumma. That causes why the teeth should be Mekabel Tumma when it's attached to the lock. So Tetz that brought from Rashi, the Brice is talking about that the teeth are made out of bone. And before you put it into the lock, it's going to be tar because it doesn't have any utility whatsoever. after you put into the lakdim mekabel tuma, because the teeth themselves, although they're pshuti kli etzem, that's like metal, it's a mekabel tuma. And you should be tarvin the fact that it's attached to the lock and secondary to the lock, and the lock is pshuti kli etz, whatever is attached to something is tar, because here it's pshuti kli etz. And that says Rashi, no, it has a receptacle because it has the key that goes into it. But Teish, like we said, asks a whole list of questions on Rashi. First of all, he said, pshuti kli etzem are tar, like we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Kehilim. It's only gomi kli etzem that are tummy. Additionally, Teish asks on Rashi that the Bryce is talking about, that Rashi wants to say that the teeth are made out of bone. A Bryce makes it sound like that the teeth of the lock are made out of metal. Additionally, Teisa asked that if it has no utility whatsoever before you attach it to the lock, then it's obviously going to be tar. What's the chiddush of even saying that halach in the Bryce? Additionally, that you should not make the lock tame, like the way Rashi describes it, because it has a receptacle for the key, because it's not meant to carry the key inside of it, so there was not like a sock. Additionally, this that we learned in the Mishnah, that the teeth, it seems like they caused the tumma for the lock, and not the lock for the teeth, the way Rashi says it. So the Re explains that the Bryce told about that the teeth are made out of metal. And therefore, even before it's attached, it has some utility and function for the lock. And the Chiddush is that even so, it's going to be tar. And the reason why it's tar is because Gomei Kli Matzchis. It's not finished yet. After you attach it to the lock, then it's considered. Make it Nigma Malachtai. And Taisa brings a Raya from the Bryce itself and the Sefer, which it says that the reason why it would be Mekabel Tumah is because Gemara Malacha, that's what he's saying, that even though it's attached to the gate and it's finished, even so, since it's, that gate is attached to the ground, it's going to be tar because it's Mechobel Karka, which is Kekarka Dam. Continuing next to the Master, this begins the words of the Gemara, Aser Lamashmesh Bitzrer. You're not going to go ahead and move around with a pebble. Just going to explain that why you're not Potter because Ein Miskaven. That is the Gemara, which Tais is going on, is from Rava. That says you're not allowed to move around by the Nekev. Of where the waste comes out from, with a pebble on Shabbos, the way you do it during the weekday. Now, Pishbuk and Rashi explains, what's the problem? It's Hanitzach Lafan is Venyachal. Someone needs to go to the bathroom and he can't. Also, you're not allowed to move around the pebble over the Mishnah Masharas Nim, and you're going to be tearing out hears in the anal region. And that's a Telad of Geizis, and that's what's going to be done. That is Taisu Ben Temi, you're going to say, but Varabu, who's saying it was a teaching, but Davashim is covering something that's unintended, which is the case over here when he's moving around the pebble in the rear. Sabak Reb Shimon said Perik Beis the Bei holds like Reb Shimon on the and Bei Dav Chav Gimel with the Aleph, which holds Dav Shem is Kavan is Mutter. And so it's like High Kavan the Parak like Kaman the Reb Yechonon. So the Gemara asks a similar question Reb Yechonon regarding that you about using the earthenware shards. The Asim Hashem Hashars Neiman that he says forbidden because it's going to rip out the ears. And the Gemara asks I Dav Shem is Kavan Mutter and holds that that's a good question. So why is that not the same difficulty here on Rava? So it's Reb Shimon. What you could say is because the Hacham and Mishmash Tzroi here when you're moving around the pebble have a basic Kresha, unlike the earthenware which is only unintended, but not inevitable. Here would be inevitable, and therefore that's what would be usur. Even if you held davashin miskaven is mutter, Reb Shimon himself agrees by psik resh. Shemek says the Nazir begins the words of the Gemara Vimlav, and if not kehechra. Shemek comes to explain what does this wording hechra mean. That is, Reb Yana had said that if it's not a permanent bathroom, he could only bring in stones on Shabbos like the measurement of hechra. So Menilah Ben Tam, it seems like to Reb Tam. Not like Rashi, which says Hechra is the middle measurement of the different sizes, the three sizes we're saying in the Gemara. It says, it seems like Kegirsus Rach, like the Reda Chananel. That says, Vimlav, and if not, it means Kehechra Meducha Ketana Shal Besamim. It means to say, what does that mean? Vehechra Perish Regal. Kemoi Kari Amit, like you find the legs of a bed. So it means the leg of a small mortar of spices, that size is what you could take in. Chemifash Rishami. Means like the full length of a leg of a small mortar of spices. That's what means kehechra. Can't take a handful. You can only take the size of that leg. Not like Rashi that it's from the word of machria. Here it's from the word of like kari hamita. Then it tells the master that begins the words of the Gemara. Amar sheshes. He says in yesha leo eid mutter. If there's testimony on it, then it's permitted. Tais is going to explain the words of sheshes according to the girsa of Rabbeinu Chanan ben Natan. And that is Tais just said before. That according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Gizr of Rabbeinu Chananel, that you're allowed to bring in stones of Shabbos to a non-permanent bathroom, like the measurement of the legs of a mortar of Besamim. According to that Gizr, the Tzitzis comes to qualify with the Gemara continues, the teaching of Rav Sheshes, and Mishalav Eid Mutter, according to them, you have to say Milsabab Binashahi, that this is independent teaching, which is going on the stone. And Perish, what Rav Sheshes coming to say is Mutla Kanech, but you could wipe with it, I feel the Gedele Yesim Bekebeya, saying even if it's larger than the size of an egg, even if there's more than a handful, you can take all these into the bathroom. Why? They give them the Yeshua and aid, since this testimony, they're all considered prepared. They don't have a problem about mukta whatsoever. It's an independent teaching regarding that these would not be considered mukta at all.